Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So we are a lot about traffic in the city these days, what with the mayor's plan for congestion pricing in the news so much. And today we're starting a week-long series with short takes on forms of transportation other than the car. Each day we'll pick one way people can get from A to B without using the internal combustion engine. Today's mode, walking. Before we had motorized transport or even bikes, we had our own 2 feet. So why not use our own limbs to get from A to B? One man who does just that is Colin Bevan, a.k.a. No Impact Man. Colin has vowed to live one full year of his life where he makes zero impact on the environment. And you may remember Colin was on the show earlier this year. You may also remember that he had to walk 25 flights of stairs just to get up to our studios because he doesn't use elevators this year. And he joins us by phone now. Colin, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. So where are you in your year now?
Oh, we're nearly 6 months in.
And how much walking would you say you do in a typical day?
Oh, geez. I don't know. A mile or two, which is a lot more than the average American. Apparently, the average American walks an average of 20 minutes a week, if you can believe that.
Wow. How hard or easy is it for you and your wife to get to most places in the city on foot?
Well, you know, it's great to walk because you get to interact with everybody a lot more, and there's no stress of being stuck in traffic or, you know, being on the crowded subway, although, of course, I love the subway, too. But it's pleasant, and you get some exercise thrown into the mix.
Do you get the sense that walking seems abnormal in society nowadays? Do people react to you that way?
Well, on my, you know, on my blog, I have this blog, and a lot of people have written to me about walking. In New York City, of course, it's very normal to walk. And when people move away from New York City, one of the things they always say is that they miss walking. But elsewhere in the country, people can't walk because we no longer build sidewalks. There's roads for cars, but nowhere for people to actually walk.
What do you think the city could do to make it easier to walk?
I think in New York City, to make it easier, I think walking's pretty easy. I think if there's anything the city could make easier at this stage, it's bicycling, because you know, we don't have enough bike lanes, and I ride my bike too, and it can be a little hairy in the traffic.
I guess I said the city, but really, I guess, you know, we should look at the larger metro area in this respect. I've heard stories of people in New Jersey walking being pulled over by cops just because the cops were suspicious of someone on foot.
Isn't that crazy, the idea that you're suspicious if you're walking? But the whole thing is, like, with the whole carbon impact and everything like of all the cars that we use, walking and bicycling and other forms of self-propulsion are really important, not just for the environment but also for our bodies, because we've gotten so used to just being carried around, it makes us unhealthy.
According to federal statistics we looked up this morning, New York has the largest number of walking commuters among large American cities. 5.5% of all commuters, or almost 520,000 people, walk to work, at least as of the year 2000. So we lead other cities when it comes to foot transportation.
Yeah, and that's what makes New York City one of the best people-watching cities in the world, too, because you get to walk along and see everybody. And also, there was a study done at the University of Toronto that showed that of all the commuters, the people that walked and the people that bicycled were the happiest with their commuting. The people that took cars and the people on public transport were the least happy.
Do you think walking so much this year changes your perspective on life at all?
Well, in some ways, because, I mean, for my experiment, the No Impact Man experiment, all I can do, you know, there's no hopping in a cab when it rains. So one interesting thing is that I've actually connected back with the seasons. Like, when it's cold, I feel cold. When it's wet, I get wet. And it's interesting to be in the city and actually be able to know what's going on in the planet, because all this concrete sometimes separates us from it.
Do you try to walk even over taking the subway during this No Impact Man year of yours? Because, you know, walking has even less of an impact on the environment.
Sure. The No Impact Man experiment is about trying to cause as low an impact as possible. So if we take public transport, then, you know, we have some carbon gas, because even public transport create some carbon, even though not much, and much better than taking cars. But also, so it's one that we want to try and just not have it as any carbon to our credit if we can. And two, but also two is just to experience, like, well, what's it like if you try to only get around by your own locomotion? You know, is it horrible or is it good? And we've actually found that it's good because we've lost weight. And also we found that between walking and bicycling, and my wife Michelle uses a push scooter, you know, that you push with your foot, we get that everywhere we want to go just as fast, but we get there more happily.
You can find out more about Colin Bevin's No Impact Life at noimpactman.com. Tomorrow we'll continue our series on alternatives to the car when we talk about bicycles. Colin, good luck.
Thanks, Brian. Nice to talk to you.